This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, the third way in how we can remain committed and steadfast upon the worship of Allah after Ramadan is no doubt to observe our five daily prayers, at least, and be consistent with that. If your prayers are right and consistent, then you will be granted energy and strength to be firm and steadfast upon the worship of Allah throughout your life. Listen to this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Istaqimu wa lan tuhsu wa'lamu anna khayra a'malikum as-salat wa la yuhafidhu 'ala al-wudu' illa mu'min." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he commanded us in this hadith. He said, "Istaqimu, be firm and be steadfast upon the religion of Allah." And he said, "Walan tuhsu," and you'll never be able to achieve 100% steadfastness. We can't, obviously, because the human being falls in sin. He forgets, he becomes heedless, he gets tired, he gets lazy, and so on. But then listen to this. When the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Be steadfast," straight after it he said, "And know that the best deed is the prayer." He said, the prayer is the best deed. And so the question is, why did he say the prayer is the best deed after he commanded us to remain firm and steadfast? There's a connection between these two. Meaning that the prayer is the greatest matter that will keep you steadfast upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why as-salat comes from the word silah, which means a link, because as-salat is the link and connection between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the first thing that you'll be judged about on the day of judgment is your prayer. If it is good and upright, meaning you fulfilled all the pillars and the obligations of the prayers, then everything else is right. Everything else that you did in life is all good. Imagine. And your fasting, your zakat, your dua, and everything will be perfect and tops. And if this prayer was abandoned and neglected and wasted, then all your good deeds that you did throughout your life are also wasted and abandoned and all rejected. So there is no doubt that the greatest matter that will keep you steadfast upon the deen of Allah is that you observe your prayers on time and carefully. The prayers, especially the obligatory prayers. If you find yourself after Ramadan praying your prayers on time, that's a good sign that your Ramadan was accepted. And that's a good sign that you are being steadfast and firm after Ramadan. And add to your obligatory prayers some sunan prayers. Don't neglect the sunan prayers. Pray the sunan al-rawatib, 2 rak'at before fajr at least, 2 rak'at before dhuhr, 2 rak'at after dhuhr, and 2 after maghrib, and 2 after isha. That's a sunan al-rawatib. They are 10 rak'at. Yes, there are other madhahib that mention it's 12 rak'at, and they make that 4 before dhuhr. But the correct opinion, wallahu alam, is that sunan al-rawatib is 10 rak'at. Very easy, wallahi, it is very easy to pray them. 2 before dhuhr, and 2 before fajr, and 2 after dhuhr, and 2 after maghrib, and 2 after isha. Very easy. And I tell you, the easiest way to pray them is as soon as they cross your mind, get up and pray. That's it. Act upon the thought. The moment the sunnah prayer crosses your mind, get up and pray it. You see, if the sunnah crosses your mind and then you say, "I'll pray it later, I'll pray it later," the more you delay it, the tougher it's going to be to get up and pray it. The shaytan's waswas is going to be intense. And so that's the idea of mujahadatul nafs, the spiritual struggle. The mujahadatul nafs, it could be over in 1 second. As soon as you finish as-salat, and you say, "Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah," get up If you think that, if I read all the adhkar after the prayer, I'm going to not end up praying the sunnah after the prayer, then say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Get up. Straight away get up and pray. Because as soon as you say Allahu Akbar, that's it. The struggle and the fight is over. It's finished. Khalas, there's nothing you're going to struggle about. Wallahi, it is very easy, my brothers and sisters in Islam. And remember, the more you perfect your salat, the obligatory prayers, the sunan prayers, then you are on a path of steadfastness and righteousness until you die bi-ithnillah. And don't forget to pray something of the night prayers, al-witr as well. Pray at least one rak'ah at night. The best of the obligatory prayers, or the best of the voluntary prayers after the sunan al-rawatib is the night prayer. So make sure you're praying at least one rak'ah, al-witr. That's the most beloved of the prayers to Allah Azza wa Jal. Inna Allaha witrun yuhibbul witr. Allah is odd, He is one, and He loves al-witr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, awtiru ya ahl al-Qur'an. People of Qur'an, and to my brothers and sisters in Islam, aren't we all wanting to be from the people of the Qur'an? Inshallah, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us from the people of the Qur'an. Then the people of the Qur'an are supposed to pray al-witr before they sleep. Or after you sleep when you wake up, before adhan al-fajr. Choose a time for yourself and pray al-witr, one rak'ah. And always be conscious of the fact that the more you pray and engage in the prayer, then this is a means, it's a way to remain steadfast upon obedience and upon the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, at least two rak'at at night, and then add to that one rak'ah al-witr, at least three rak'at. Allahu Akbar, if you pray three rak'at at night for the entire year, that will equal to 1,095 rak'at, which is 2,192 opportunities of sujood. How does a person neglect all this and waste all this?